Today is the day that the federal government will be testing out some of its alert mechanisms. The Federal Emergency Management Agency today and the Federal Communications Commission are teaming up to do a couple of emergency alert tests, the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alert. Now, that emergency or that alert system, well, that's been around forever. We work through our systems all the time. You'll be familiar with those noises. However, the wireless emergency alert is something a little different. Mike Kennan, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, is in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Good to be here.
Appreciate you coming in early this morning to visit with us a little bit about this. Why is this important to us?
Well, like you said, we are familiar with the emergency alert system. We are kind of familiar as well with the wireless emergency alerts that occur out there. When you are in an area where there is a tornado warning, you may have noticed in the past that your phone makes some noise it never makes and shakes and shimmies and gives you that message that there is a tornado warning in your area. So that system has been in place. What's different about today's test that's going to happen at about 1:15, give or take, today for those alerts is that it's a presidential alert. I think what they're doing is testing the, you know, from the national level, because what we generally get now is more of a local alert. So they're seeing how that is working. From the information I've been given, you may or may not receive. I mean, they're pretty cryptic in what you're going to get. So if you do not get an alert, don't get too worked up about it. And if you do, don't, because you don't have to. There is nothing that you have to do. You're just receiving the alert.
Yeah, you know, on our end, when we do these types of drills and things, we report back to let them know how the systems worked and how they function, hopefully properly. I'm sure you probably do some of the same stuff there, too.
Right.
But, yeah, as you said, folks today, I don't know, is it just smartphones or is it any kind of a cell phone that receives a signal?
Yeah, if you have an old flip phone, you're not going to probably get this alert. They are newer type phones that have been hooked up to this system, and it seems like it's been a couple years. If you have a phone that's within the last couple years, you're likely to get this. If not, you're not.
Sure. Now, this is a little different though than, like, for example, a lot of us have signed up for the local alerts that you provide. You mentioned
right.
weather, perhaps Amber Alert type things,
right.
those types of things.
And it's really the same system. It's just more localized, and we can get on to our system locally and push out wireless alerts. Now it's a little different in that our local alerts, we need to subscribe. So if you want local alerts, you need to go to the county website, or I believe you may still have a link on your page. So find these links on my Facebook page for EMA or the county website, and you can, it's really easy to get yourself hooked up and receive the alerts by email, by text, by phone, voice. There's a wide variety, and you can receive a wide variety of, you can not get weather alerts if you want, or just particular weather alerts. We've kind of strayed from what we were going to talk about, but it's it is all part of the same alert system.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, honestly, we just want people to kind of get used to that type of a system. The EAS used to be known as the EBS, but you know, it's been around for a very, very long time, and it really kind of goes back to the 30s and 40s, where there were, what do we do in cases of national emergencies?
Yeah, back when we were civil defense.
Exactly. And, you know, it goes back that far. How do we get, if there's a national disaster, you know, like Pearl Harbor, things like that come to mind. What do you do? How do you get a hold of people? Well, it was, you have a network of all these radio and television stations. So let's, you know, network these all together. And that's fine. We're great. We're grateful to be a part of all that, to be allowed to help alert folks to these things. But why not use all the tools you have available? And so many people have those cell phones in their pockets.
Exactly. I love these local alerts because you are reaching out and touching people right where they're at. You don't have to depend on being by a telephone, landline telephone. You're going to reach right out. Yeah, exactly. and touch them right where they're at and be able to warn them, you know, if something is happening.
Yeah. And now, this particular system, although done on a national basis, you're familiar with how it works locally. You're able to not just alert us, but get us important information. You can include specifics in there in case of local emergencies and things, right?
Absolutely. If we have a, you know, a, say a hazardous material spill or something of that nature that would happen by a populated area, we could get that alert out immediately. Any public safety message we can get out there.
Yeah. Now, although you don't activate the national alert.
No, we do not.
But you're not that high up on the scale
but,
yet.
But you know, and but it might be worth noting too. I mean, this is a presidential. Right. It disseminates from the national level. The state level also is involved in this. The governor can put out a message that involves the state or a region within the state.
So it is important to pay attention to these things.
Absolutely.
You know, we sometimes talk amongst ourselves here in radio about the frequency of EAS testing on the air, that it's sometimes frustrating to us, not because we don't like doing it, but because our fear is that we desensitize people to those things. They hear it and they'll think, oh, it's just another test. You know, that's not what you want. You need to make sure the systems work, but they need to take it seriously when it happens, too.
There's been criticism about the 2 a.m. blizzard warnings and amber alerts at, you know, early in the morning as well. And then, you know, it's there has been criticism of the notification system in that way. But an amber alert, I don't see how people can get too worked up about an amber alert going out. But that's just my personal opinion. You know, when you need to put an amber alert out, you should put it out.
Hey, listen, as many times as people's cell phones go off these days during meetings and gatherings and whatever else, and they have to look at it right away because there's a new Facebook update or somebody texts them and saying, hey, did you see that squirrel over there? You know, the important stuff like that, yeah, we can pay attention to that for just a little bit. With regard to these types of things, then, if we do receive these things, they can, I guess where I started to go before is you can provide specific information. Will they do that at the national level, too, or is it just kind of an alert to let you know something's going on, or can they provide specifics, too?
You know, a lot's going to depend on what it is that is going to, you know, I couldn't even begin to tell you. But yeah, they could give you some specifics on how, but they are likely to refer you to
local
maybe a local authority or local media that may be running a story. You know, it's hard to say what could happen that they might feel like they need to put a national alert out for. It's hard to say.
Yeah, well, this is relatively new, I guess.
Right.
You know, we've also, as I said, had the EAS prior to that. It was called EBS. I don't know how many times it's ever actually been used in an emergency. I don't even recall it being used on 9/11. So it's, you know, it's there in case of an incident. We test it all the time, but hopefully we never have to use these things. But they do work when the time does come, so we should be aware of that. So this will take place this afternoon.
It'll begin at about 1:15, I think you should, and then proceed for like a half hour for the wireless alert test, and then the EAS test will come after that. And again, you don't have to do anything. It just be aware that it could happen today.
Okay, very good. And maybe use that as a reminder then, too, as we talked about. We do have local alerts, not just in Cass County. There are plenty of other surrounding counties that do these same types of local alerts, and that might be a reminder for you, too, to consider signing up for those local alerts, too. These are very important processes that have been put in place. Some good money has been put into these things to make sure that they work properly and give folks an opportunity to be notified in case of any types of emergencies. So make sure that you do consider that as part of your own testing. And especially, you know, we're spread out now today. I mean, the family takes off for the day. We're all in different places. The kids might be at school, daycare, preschool, you know, mom and dad are both different places at work. It's nice to know that everyone is getting notified.
Absolutely.
And that nobody's left out there, too. Very good. Well, Mike, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. Coming in this morning. Appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing some feedback then, too, down the road and see how that whole system worked out. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.